Thank you, everyone, for coming today. Obviously thrilled to announce a 3-year contract extension for Brandon Morrow with a club option for a 4th year. And it's kind of a last-minute press conference. We weren't planning on having this, and Brandon agreed to stay for today after we got everything done basically last night. He agreed to stay today to end up doing this. But a few people I want to thank throughout the process. One is certainly Rogers Communications for allowing us to make this type of commitment to Brandon. Jay Sartori, our AGM, that's very involved in all contract negotiations and is really the point man when we are doing these things. And obviously our entire baseball operations staff. More specifically, when it comes down to Brandon, I think we all know the ability he has. He's got tremendous ceiling, tremendous upside, and I think, you know, only being a starter now for 2 years, he continues to improve. But more excitingly, and I know I've said this in the past, the longer I'm in the game, the more I realize when you're going to extend multi-year contracts and guarantee players significant amount of money, you better believe in them as a human being with their character and the work ethic. And Brandon, basically, you can check off all the boxes when it comes to him. In terms of being a leader, work ethic, character, good in the community, really someone that I want our young players to continue to look at, along with guys like Romero and Batista, and obviously a lot of the other players that we have under control and signed long-term. So adding a player like this for the long-term and being able to keep him here, showing the commitment that he wants to be here and is excited about what we're doing is certainly thrilling for us, and we're glad to have him for potentially the next 4 years.
Well, first I'd like to thank Alex and his staff for first trading for me and getting me over here in this situation, and then extending the contract offer to me. You know, Alex, since I came over here, has, you know, since day one assured me that I would have a spot in the rotation and really just kind of let me go, said, you know, we're going to run you out there every 5 days, regardless of what happened in the past, and keep going from there. And it's made a big difference in my career so far. And, you know, Alex was a big part in getting me over here, obviously. And then, you know, this is just a continuation of that, you know, I'm excited that they have that confidence in me to extend this offer and continue going. I'm excited to stay.
Please wait for the microphone to be delivered to you. Introduce yourself, and then please let us know who your question is directed to. First question.
Alex, could you take us, it's John Lott from the National Post, could you take us through the kind of progression from the end of the season to now? I mean, did you go into the off season with the full expectation that this would happen?
I don't know that you ever have an expectation that you're going to sign a player. Went into the off season with the goal to try to sign the player. So when Brandon came up for the launch of the new logo, the uniforms, I pulled him aside and told him that we were going to try to work with his agent, Joel Wolf, who, again, I didn't thank him earlier, but I should. We have a tremendous relationship with him. And, again, when you have trust on both sides, I think it's easier to get deals done. And I want to thank Joel for the way he carried himself and he conducted himself and always had dialogue. And, again, when both parties want to get something done, you normally find a way to do it. So my question always to players is, you know, do you want to be here? Do you want to make a commitment to us? If both parties want to do it, you end up finding a way to get it done. So at that point, I just let Brandon know, and he was obviously very open to it, very receptive to it. But we didn't really get started until beginning of January just because of all the other activity, free agency, trades, things like that. So we had dialogue, obviously, leading up to the exchange date. And, you know, we felt that we were getting close. We couldn't, you know, we didn't have enough time to get a deal done, so we ultimately had to exchange, but we both agreed we would continue to have dialogue and continue to talk, and it came together. I think we finally agreed on Saturday night. We finally had the terms done, and we're obviously here today.
Oh, here, Barry Davis from Sportsnet. Brandon, this one is for you. I know when the possibility of arbitration is out there, you always hear them say, well, you know, there'll be no, you know, hard feelings either way, but how important is it for you to be with this organization and avoid having to go through the whole arbitration case?
Well, I wasn't worried about the arbitration case. That, you know, that happens. It's just part of the process. But to be able to, you know, sign an extension here was a big deal for me. That I, you know, I guess feel a sense of loyalty to Alex for believing me in the first place and bring me over here. And then, you know, of course, I love the city, love the organization, love my teammates, and, you know, it's just a great opportunity to be able to extend that contract.
And Shai Davidi from Sportsnet. You just mentioned the stability, I guess, that you got when you came here in terms of your role, now having the financial stability, being able to plan forward. All these things put together, how does that translate into a benefit in the way that you go about your business on the field?
Well, I think it just, you know, eliminates all kind of other thinking. You know, the contract situations can weigh a lot on a player's mind at times, and now it's just about winning. You know, we got the contract deals out of the way for the next three, hopefully 4 years, and you know, like I said, now it's just about going out there and getting the job done. And you know, I'll continue to you know, work my butt off in between starts, and then go out there and you know, pitch the best of my abilities.
It's for Brandon also. Mike Wilner from Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Just wondering if this was the offseason that you thought this was going to happen in, with how the timing worked out. Was this the time that you thought you would lock up in a multi-year deal?
Well, I hadn't really thought too much about that in the future. It wasn't something that I was worried about through the season or anything. I think that, you know, I don't worry too much about that sort of thing. That just, you know, I just show up and do my job, really. And, you know, it's just it's a great opportunity, though, to be able to sign an extension. I'm really happy about it.
Anything further?
I have one for Alex, I guess. You talk about adding character people, you talk about locking up core pieces. One would think that Brandon's another core piece for you. You've talked about adding another starting pitcher throughout this offseason, but with Brandon and Ricky at the top of your rotation, how comfortable are you feeling?
I think we certainly do. I think the depth of our organization in terms of the prospect is definitely, the prospects is certainly from a starting rotation standpoint. But we think Brandon's someone that's just going to continue to get better. He's really young as a starter. When you look at his career innings in the minor leagues as a starter, didn't really have too many. And that was because he got to the big league so fast. And you know, really two full seasons now. And he's made strides. And I know he'll never make excuses for himself, and I'll make them for him. But I think our outfield defense last year certainly didn't help him, being a fly ball guy. And I think he continues to get better. And I think he's going to get better. And there's tremendous upside and tremendous ceiling. But more than anything else, there's a lot of talented players in this league, a lot of talented players out there. But as I refine my approach, and I think we refine our approach as a front office, if we don't believe in someone's character, work ethic, the signal and the indication it sends to the players in the clubhouse, we want them to look at Brandon and say, this is what the organization believes in. Certainly the barrier to entry is your ability and your talent, but if we don't believe in your makeup, your work ethic, your character, you're not someone we're probably going to even explore signing long term. So that's probably as important as his ability and his talent. So when you factor in all those things, it was a no-brainer for us.
Dave McCarthy from TSN Radio. This is for Alex. You've mentioned that Brandon still has a lot of room to grow in his potential. He has a lot of long-term upside. Where do you see Brandon's ultimate potential being? What are your ultimate expectations out of him?
I don't know that I ever put expectations. I mean, when we sign a player to a multi-year contract, the expectations are continue to work hard, do everything to your ability to put yourself in the best position to have some success. Be prepared, take care of your body, take care of yourself, and know the expectations that the organization will place on you on and off the field. What happens on the field, I've told this to players before, once you sign a contract, I know you're not trying to have a bad year, I know you don't want to get hurt. If that happens, that's part of the risk. But if it happens as a result of you not fulfilling your commitment to us, then I have a problem. So the sky's the limit for Brandon. Brandon can be, we all see with his ability, he could be a one starter, he could be a two. It wouldn't shock me at all. But I think with what he's done so far, we're thrilled with it. We think he's going to continue to get better. But the rest will really take care of itself because of the way he carries himself.